1, 2, 3, 4, 5 MCs.
If you have just no time to browse the web this week, that is why we keep Sean Ramaswaran around with us to appear every Friday on the Friday Five. Five things to check out online and kill your valuable time with. Sean is the host of Sideshow, a Studio 360 podcast about the kind of art that you just don't see in the museums. He's here. Hi, Sean.
Hey, Todd. How are you?
Great, and I'm glad that you're here because I want you to start right off the bat with number one.
Number one, last year The Onion spun off Clickhole, which was this vertical that would just satirize the internet.
Love
and
it.
It's doing such a good job that you forget how good The Onion is still doing at satirizing everything else in our lives. This week they posted an article with the headline, Baltimore residents urged to stay indoors until social progress naturally takes its course over next century, a headline so on point that you couldn't laugh, but you could read the rest of the article and be, you know, deeply satisfied by their take.
You can just kind of go, oof.
Yeah.
Number two.
Number two, this one's for John. Stephen Hawking made the whole internet lol this week when he answered a question as a hologram at a speaking engagement about One Direction.
Finally, a question about something important. My advice to any heartbroken young girl is to pay close attention to the study of theoretical physics. It would not then be beyond the realms of possibility that somewhere outside of our own universe lies another different universe. And in that universe, Zane is still in One Direction.
Infinite universes mean infinite Zanes.
That's right. That man has comic timing.
Number three.
I don't know if you saw this photo. Nicki Minaj played a bar mitzvah this weekend.
A real one.
Yes, in New York. A very, very fancy bar mitzvah.
I'll bet.
And there was this photo that she posted to her own Instagram feed of herself in between like a slew, like just a whole squad of 13-year-old boys, and they're just hands everywhere, on waists, on shoulders. Her hands are all over people's faces. It's an insane photo, and it makes no sense on any level. You see 13-year-old boys who are living out their fantasies, and Nicki Minaj just smack dab in the middle of them, looking glorious. And Rembert Brown at Grantland took the time to dissect this photo in great, great detail. And he gets into, like, hand placement and wardrobe choices and all the funny feelings that everyone's feeling. And at the end of it, he leaves a note that you know, no actual reporting or journalism was conducted in the writing of this article, which I think makes sense because the photo, it just looks like there's a lot of raw emotion and his take is all raw emotion.
Unbelievable. Number four.
Are you a Ryan Adams man or a Bryan Adams man?
Oh, I will not let you make me choose, my friend. Nope. I won't choose.
Okay, well, I'm a Bryan Adams man as a former Canadian. Ryan Adams, 13 years ago at the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, someone was heckling him and kept requesting Summer of 69, and he had that person thrown out. This week, 13 years later, at the Ryman, he didn't know what had requested it, but he played Summer of 69, and it was very cathartic for all of us.
And number five.
Number five, the True Detective Season 2 trailer dropped a few weeks ago.
I remember.
This week, someone dropped a little remix, and they just took the whole trailer as it was and placed Natalie Imbruglia's Torn over it. And I think it fits a lot better than the, I don't know, contemplative indie rocker they chose for the original trailer. And it sort of pokes fun at how brooding and dark it was, because it's just like these shots of dark, dark people dying and getting punched and cops breaking into apartments. And then at the end, there's a guy in like a balaclava pointing at the camera. And it was just ridiculous. It's so dark. And now when that guy points at the camera, the song builds to its chorus and it's all beautiful.
Glorious and beautiful. Well, that's the Friday Five, the five things that you need to spend time with on the internet this week. He is Sean Ramaswaran. He's with Sideshow at Studio 360. Sean, thanks, man.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.